your inner being flows with new desires. And so, whether you're consciously aware of your new expanded desire or not, desire is born out of the contrast you're living. For during that process of you knowing what you do not want, the clear, expanded idea of what you prefer instead is born, and your inner being, or the source within you, turns its undivided attention to that new expanded idea. Now, this is the most important part of the story of creation, and of your physical human leading-edge creative part in it. In the moment that a new and improved version of life is born out of the life you're living, you have the option of aligning with the new idea or of resisting it. And the choice that you make in that moment is really what this book is all about. But even more important, it's what your life of joy or of misery is about. For that is the point of your joyfully allowing you to be you or not. So, from your non-physical perspective, or source perspective, before your birth into this physical body, you eagerly understood these things. You would be focused in a physical body. You would be living amongst a wide variety of contrast. The contrast that you would be living would stimulate new ideas of improvement and expansion within you. And the broader, non-physical part of you, your inner being, would embrace the new ideas fully and would literally become their vibrational equivalent.